Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Anywho, I smoke way too much weed, bro.
All right. How does it affect you negatively that you smoke too much weed?
It doesn't. I'm a retired guy, so I don't have to do anything. So I can just smoke whenever I want. But I just noticed the hacking cough I've been getting lately.
It's okay.
Just, too much for my lungs. I don't let them get cleared out. I should take a hiatus, which I actually just did recently. But
are you vaping or are you smoking it?
Huh?
Are you vaping or smoking it?
Well, I'm vaping now. My lungs were so fat, choked up, I couldn't handle smoking anymore. But since I got this new volcano, I haven't rolled a joint since.
Oh, all right. Now, hang on. Using a volcano is different than using like a vape pen.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's traditional vaping.
That's
an old hippie unit that they put on sale or could Black Friday, and so I grabbed one and couldn't help myself.
Yeah, they're about $200 or $300 too. They're not cheap.
Also, I've heard you could use turkey bags.
I've got a volcano at home. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, a buddy of mine has one.
I know where it is.
And he's like, dude, you got it. And we did it. He bugged me for like 2 months, finally went over to his house, and it was great. Have you considered like edibles or gummies or anything like that?
I do, but I don't like the after effect. I think it lingers too long. I want to smoke stuff and then get a good feel for it and then be done with it in a couple hours or so, you know, when it wears off. When you do edibles, man, it lingers too long and you be screwed up for a while, you know.
Well, it lingers too long and you can't quite predict when it's going to hit.
Does it make you sedentary? In other words, would you ever smoke a joint and say, you know, I'm going to go on a 4-mile walk?
Right.
Or walk around the neighborhood?
Well, tell you the truth, I would have one just in case somebody pulled up in front of mine so we could smoke it. But I personally also have a vape pen on order, so that's coming pretty soon. Now I have a little portable rig that'll be great.
Now
so I can do that. But right now, yeah, I have to roll a joint and have something ready to rock.
But are you active? Do you do things, or do you just sit on the couch after you smoke?
No. I'm actually grow my own weed, so I'm busy as hell.
Okay.
Do you forget stuff? Like, I know some people that, like, they smoke every day, all day, and they're fine. It's not like they're inactive, but sometimes just like, dude.
Right, just mentally
come on.
Not there.
That or, like, the constant smoking, where it's like.
Well, I'm active, very active, and I only smoke once in a while when I need to. You know, I use it medicinally pretty much. But, you know, when you do that since 2019, your lungs haven't had a break, been smoking weed pretty much in joint form. It really gets to you, and it's like, wow, vaping really does make a big difference, and it's a lot easier in the lungs. You know?
Well, yes, it depends on the vape, too. Back to the volcano, that's flour.
Right.
Not an oil or anything that's processed like that. It's because I've got a relative that smokes Juuls.
Yeah.
Which are those little rectangular-looking things, mm-hmm. right? And
That's nicotine.
And his there's a smoker's cough, and then there's a Juul cough. And I don't know if that makes sense or not, but the Juul cough is like, you're going to die, dude.
It's more hacky sounding.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if you smoke anything long enough, you're going to have that cough.
But you can see when someone's vaping how much goes when you exhale.
Yeah.
Like you've been behind the guy in the car who's smoking a vape, and all of a sudden you just see like this incredibly big, it's like a cumulonimbus.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's not even just compared to regular cigarette smoking. Yeah. Correct. Oh, when it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
I just hate people, every time they take a hit, they cough up a lung and then hand you the bowl.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
Dude, like, I want to smoke, but you're kind of ruining it.
It's just kind of, it's not a great sales pitch.
And I get it. Every once in a while, you know what I mean? You take too big of one, you're going to cough.
Oh, yeah.
I know, there's at least 20 people I know where it's like, every time they smoke.
Every time, right. Like, are you sure this is good for you?
Right?
Maybe you need something else, man. Yeah.
Hello. Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
How are you guys today?
Hola.
First time caller. Been listening to you guys since 08.
Oh, welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate it.
But, yeah, I appreciate you guys a ton.
Well, thank you.
You guys made it easier for me to get through living in Seattle when I was there.
Where do you live now?
Jackson, Wyoming.
Oh, Jackson, wow. Wyoming.
You obviously want to be where the people are. I can feel it.
Well, not really, but...
You're probably slaying it out there. Don't worry.
So, anyways, I raced motocross from 14 to 24, and I've had 39 orthopedic surgeries.
Damn.
All but four of them related to motorcycles.
Jesus, man. Now, do you still ride a motorcycle?
Yes.
Okay, I would say if you live in Jackson, Wyoming, I would too, right? I would say all the open roads.
Are you riding motocross or are you just riding a street bike?
I have both.
Oh, really? So do you still race motocross or is it just kind of a side thing you do to have a little fun?
Well, I'm trying to convince the wife that I should at least race once in my 40s, but she's not down with that.
All right, so you have to be in somewhat of good shape to be able to do that.
Sure.
So you're not fat, obviously. You know, you're not overweight. Physically, if I looked at you, you look perfectly fine. But
still super dangerous.
But you're Evel Knievel on the inside.
Yeah, I walk with a little bit of a limp. I shattered both my ankles in, 2004?
Is there a certain thing that you keep doing over and over and over again? I mean, should you avoid whoop-de-doos?
Right.
What is your nemesis?
Gravity.
Okay.
Gravity. Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's a hard one to beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough, man. But motocross, that ranks as what? One of the 21 most dangerous?
It's not good. This is the risk of dying what we love. All right?
Because everyone's called in like with the food thing, the smoking weed, a motorcycle. It's like, all right, but especially living in the Pacific Northwest, I feel like a lot of these things on this list apply to some very normal habits that people have here.
So they say, believe it or not, the most extremely safe thing that you can do is flying a commercial aircraft.
Sure.
Being a passenger in a commercial aircraft. That is the safest way of doing anything that you would normally do.
It just sucks.
Generally, they say generally safe activities include driving, cycling, and resort skiing. Not out of bounds.
Right.
Those are all in the same category.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Somewhat dangerous activities include backcountry skiing.
Yep.
With a risk of avalanche. Open water swimming.
Yep.
Marathon running and equestrian eventing, as
what,
they say.
What puts marathon running up there with equestrian events? Is it just the strain on your body?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got to think. Equestrian is 4 hours.
Right, like equestrian is just dangerous anytime
you're on a horse.
In a Christopher
Reeves
kind of
way. People tip over.
Exactly.
I think marathon running, Miles was saying, like, it's just got to be the wear and tear. Right?
I don't do either of those things. I'm safe.
You don't just get out there and run a marathon. Yeah. You're training for months to prepare for this. So the amount of pounding you're putting on your legs and your knees. Dangerous activities, more dangerous than that. Scuba diving, general aviation. In other words, the guy who's got a Cessna.
Yep.
Hang gliding, motorcycling. Flying sailplanes or gliders.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Paragliding is also on that list.
We do that for fun.
As well as skydiving and downhill mountain biking.
I guess skydiving is probably more the risk of breaking bones than it is your death.
Yes.
I guess most people do not die when they skydive, but we've heard so many stories. They land wrong and blow out their ankles, whatever it is.
Now, very dangerous activities include... climbing in general, mountaineering.
Mm-hmm.
So heading up in the mountains. Summoning Mount Everest is on there. Obviously.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Formula One car racing. Why?
Think of why they're so going tight, all the fuel.
Fast as hell?
Yeah.
Just the speed and the fuel.
Do people pass on in that sport like NASCAR?
Not anymore, but it used to happen a lot more often. They've changed a lot of rules.
But keep in mind, it's not necessarily about dying, but the injuries you can sustain.
The risk of dying doing what we love. That's
never
list.
Mind. I mean, so it's
even
about
look
dying.
At, nowadays with the Halo, but look at, was it Roshan a few years ago? I mean, his whole car, how he survived that, people are still shocked.
Is he the one where, like, basically exploded?
Yeah, on, like, the first lap. So he was full of gas. They changed the gas rules and everything else, because it's basically like jet fuel.
Yeah.
But how he got out of there, I still don't know.
The most insanely dangerous activity. There's only one, base jumping.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Our question when it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-RYE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.